We are in the middle of explaining how we can say with a straight face, honest face, open heart, and say that Klal Yisrael already did tshuva. Of course we can say it because that's what the Rebbe said, but oisio is to explain. If someone's going to say, really, Klal Yisrael did tshuva, where do you see that Klal Yisrael did tshuva? So, in our previous year, we discussed the Gemara and the Rambam, that with one hirur echad, with one machshava, you can go to be a tzaddik gomor, even if the second before a person was a rasha gomor. With one hirur of tshuva, you can be a tzaddik gomor. So, Baruch Hashem, Klal Yisrael, most people at some point in their life had some type of hirur, even if it didn't lead mamish to tremendous shifting in their activities, but the hirur tshuva for that moment they had, and that moment is a kiyum nitzchi. It's an everlasting moment of tshuva with the Eibishter. But then there's another approach, additional approach, which goes together. And this approach is explained in the Ayoyim Yoyim. Now, before we learn this keta on the Ayoyim Yoyim, it's important to understand bechlal our approach to anything that's brought down in the Ayoyim Yoyim. The idea of writing the Ayoyim Yoyim, the Friedrich Rebbe announced, Achrin Shel Pesach in the year Tovshin, even before the Rebbe came to America. The Friedrich Rebbe said that he has this taiva, not taiva, he has this desire to print a sefer that has piskamim and hayrois and minhagim. But the Rebbe says this thing has to be done by someone very, very special. And the words of the Friedrich Rebbe, Rak Pnimi Amuk, someone that's a very deep Pnimi, Mesuder Yesoidi, someone that's extremely Mesuder in its essence, Baldas Rechava Vamuka, someone that's very deep and a very broad Das. In other words, when me and you, we look at the Ayoyim Yoyim, at first glance, what's the big deal? To just gather together, I say, you know what, here's 30 Svarim. Give me some nice vertlach from these 30 svarim. I want 380 nice vertlach. You don't have to be such a big chacham to be malakit vertlach, and that makes it very... So at first glance, what's the big deal to make that yoim yoim? The Rebbe took from letters, from my morim, sichas of the Friedrich Rebbe, some nice vertlach, and made that yoim yoim. But the Friedrich Rebbe says that's not what it is. He's looking for something much deeper, and in order to do this, like he says, I'm looking for someone to make Hayoyim Yoyim, that the days of Zayin, the Togs of Zayin Atog. And we know the story that when the Hayoyim Yoyim was actually printed, the Rebbe's brother, Rebbe Yisrael Yalei Baal of Hasholem, he said to the Chassidim in Eretz Yisrael, as a Chabgevus, as my brother is Klug, I knew that my brother, the Rebbe, is a very smart man. I know the Rebbe since, you know, since we're from the kids. But Azoy Klug, so smart, I didn't realize. In other words, those that understand the Chiddush and the Ayoyim Yoyim realize that every vort in the Ayoyim Yoyim is a pearl, and it takes a baldas rechava v'amuka. Because we have a fascinating Ayoyim Yoyim, which b'ashkocha pratis is the Ayoyim Yoyim of Gimel Tammuz. If you want to know what the essence of Gimel Tammuz is, you start with the Ayoyim Yoyim. The Ayoyim Yoyim says like this, it's a piskam of the Rebbe Maharash, which most people learn as it Chassidus Shafabreng, and not for real. Because look what he says. Ayidish Shekrechts. Now we know that Klal Yisrael is very good at krechtsing. As I said, there was one time three bubbas in Florida sitting together, and one says, oy vey. The second one says, oy vey. And the third one says, can we stop speaking about our inaklach already? In other words, it's Yiddish Shemamas, they're good at krechtsing. He says, Ayidish Shekrechts. Someone that's going through a difficult time is oichat shuva gdoila. Says the Rebbe Marash that even a krechts that comes from even a sorrow, a gashmi stick of sorrow, is a shuva gdoila. Befrat a krechts that comes from a nit good ruchni is avada at shuva mal yisa. For sure, if the person is thinking about his ruchnis de kematziv and he feels bad and he says, oi, like I really got to change, that krechts is mamish, says the Rebbe Marash, a tshuva mal yisa. Why?
The krech schlept arois von oimek ra, the krech schleps you out from the deep of the bad, und stelten ter na maime toiv, and it puts you into a good matzav, because you realize you got to change. Now we do know, the other ayoyim yoyim, that toiv pula achas mi elef anochois. One good deed, mais bepoil, is better than 1,000 krechts. But each krecht, says the Rebbe Marash, is a tshuva. Now, we all know that every single yid krecht, no doubt about it. That's what we do for a living. Now, most people don't take this hayoyim yoyim to mean literally that it's tshuva. That a yid says oive and that's tshuva. Most people just say it's like a fabrengen of the Rebbe Marash. He's speaking in Inya, not bepoil. You're not going to say that someone did really tshuva if he said oive and he said oy and krechting. Just, you know, it's in a chassidish sefer, in a yoim yoim, gimel tamas vabrengen, we can say that a krecht is tshuva. However, the Rebbe takes this very, very serious. It was a vabrengen, Chof Bey's ear, Tovshin Memtes, where the Rebbe is speaking about that we have to finish off the avodah to bring Moshiach. You'll see page 478. It's in Sefer Asichas Tovshin Memtes Chelik Beis. Where the Rebbe says, "Va'oid v'zeh ikir." Here's the main nekuda. As mezol shoyin farendikin, they lets the pu'ulois. We should finish the last activities. Shirayim for my seinu of the seinu, the ends mamish of our avoida, puts in the kneplach, finishing polishing the buttons, which we know that the Friedrich Rebbe said that when the soldier gets ready for the king for inspection, so he cleaned the barracks and they get a shower and then they put on their uniform and the last thing they do is they shine their buttons to make sure it's polished. In other words, that's mamish, the last prat until you're ready to be mekabel, the special oirach, the special visitor. La'achrei deribu yachigodol vasiz given bizitzter, especially we went through so much until now, we did so much, we went through so much. U'kanala psak din kvarkolu kol akitzin. And we have the psak din from the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Kolu kol akitzin, veina dover tole elu b'tshuva." Tole oich fun loshin, as dos es shoyim min amuchan un heng shoyim ba'aver b'shetach ze. It's a gevaldik of word the Rebbe says here. Everyone says the word toloi means that it's dependent. That's what the literal translation of the word toloi means. It's dependent on tshuva. The Rebbe says, toloi also means hanging. Right? When you tlua love, they hung Haman. Toloi is also means hanging. Tshuva is already hanging. It's already here. Something that you're hanging on your shirt in the closet, that means the shirt's here. It's hanging. It's ready to be taken on or off. In other words, ein adover toloi ela b'tshuva. It's not just dependent on tshuva. It's hanging. In other words, it's right here. Tshuva is otot. It's right in front of you. Everyone can do it. The geula is mamash right here. We just have to bring it down bepoil. Any yid can make it real, can make it happen, can make it a reality. The Rebbe says, oich b'shaz di izvados itzter, even during this fabrengen, during this sikha, during this shir, during this fabrengen, we can mamash make it happen. Why? Why? How are we going to do tshuva in this second? It's totally b'tshuva. How can we do tshuva? Says the Rebbe. When you take one moment to think, if it brings out in you a krecht, you say, oh, you know, really things should be different. I don't know if you're actually going to do something about it, but at least you think for a moment and it reaches a point, you say, oy vey, oy Rebbe. Like, something has to be different. Here's the next line, which is an earth-shattering line. Vaysef dem is psak din umeyit chach muchan mor nesidei reinu. This krecht, we have a testimony in a psak din of the Friedrich Rebbe. And says the Rebbe, unkam megdoili Yisrael, the Rogatchover. Also, the Rogatchover says it. I'm not exactly sure where the Rogatchover says it, but the Rogatchover says it. As a Yiddish krecht is tshuva shleima. The Yiddish krecht is tshuva shleima. So therefore, The Rebbe is saying that even a krechts from a yid, that could be the tshuva that we're waiting for. V'ivticha Torah, and Torah promised, Yisrael eis in tshuva, the yidin are going to do tshuva miyadei negolim, they're going to be redeemed right away. So all we have to do is at least give arayis a krechts. Now just think for a moment that this hayoyim yoyim is on Gimel Tammuz. However you're going to uptight, and however you're going to internalize, however you're going to feel, and however you're going to approach Gimel Tammuz, I think every single person that thinks about it in any shape, way, or form at some point, git arayis a krechts. There's no one that's going to say, you know what, it's mamish, you know, only... And everyone, epes, even if we know that it's geula and it's a chelik of the geula and a chaga geula and mezot nishkein tachnun, im kol zeh, gibt arois a krechts. So therefore, it's mamish a day, gimel tamuz, it's a day where this krechts is tshuva ilah, it's a gewaldic inyan. And says the Rebbe, and does bring the tshuva, from the Rebbe v'yochol, this avoid and this krechts and this tshuva and the geula brings the tshuva, the return. We know tshuva means return, the return of the Eibishter. We know that the Eibishter went with Yidden in Golos. The Eibishter didn't leave us behind. We went into Golos, he's in Golos. The Rashbi paskins, Gemara Megillah, that wherever we go, the Eibishter goes with us. And when we come back, the Eibishter is going to come back with us. We're going to go all together. And Eretz HaKodesh, Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, and Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi, and third Beis HaMikdash. And the Rebbe obviously finishes off, take it from Yad Mamish. But we see clearly that this approach that the Rebbe takes, this Hayoyim Yoyim, as a Psak Din and Eidos of Nesidrei Reinu, that a Krechts from Ayid is Tshuva Shleima, is Tshuva Mal Yisra, is Tshuva Ilah, Tshuva Gdoila. And therefore, I think we can say that every single yid, at the very least, either a hider tshuva or a krechts, even from an inyan gashmi, that the Klal Yisrael has done tshuva.